Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
Welcome to Blog Talk. Our program tonight on Blog Talk Radio is Reflections, and we thank you so much for joining us. Tonight, just for a few minutes, we're continuing to look at our scriptures and praying the scriptures and the different categories that we can cover as we pray not only for pastors, but also taking the time in this new year to confess the word. We're learning that it's a powerful thing when you confess the word out of your mouth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as we take the time to hide God's word in our heart, and then take the time to speak faith out of our mouths, we sometimes see so many things change because of what we say and how we say it. And we must confess it out of our mouths, not just think it, but we must confess the word of God out of our mouths to get it out, to speak it in such a way that we allow that word into the atmosphere. Romans 12:21 states, I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. And as you begin to commit the word of God to your memory, it comes back to you at the right time when you need it. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And to say that, we have to confess it out of our mouths that the greater one lives in us. And when we feel the attacks or the things that are happening, maybe you say you don't have strength or whatever, if you confess that the greater one is in you and that his strength is your strength, you literally can feel the strength manifesting itself in you and through you. Psalm 23:4 says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me. And fear, we believe, as the word states, is a spirit. It's a tormenting spirit. And if we don't get a grip on fear and cast it out and become perfected in love, because it says perfect love casts out fear. So we have to become perfected or mature in God's love and literally see that spirit broken, where it has no capacity to bind and to torment. Isaiah 54:14 states, I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. And I'm telling you, make 2015 a year that you are confessing the word of God, that you are hiding the word of God in your heart, and that you have those cards, the index cards, that you can begin to fill out scriptures, that you can literally fill them out and take them with you wherever you go, or put it on your smartphone if you have a smartphone, or your tablet, and put it in such a way that you're constantly engaging the word. Let's look at another confession that we can make this year. Psalm 1, verses 3. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am like a tree planted by rivers of water. And we, I hope you really, really see this, because I've known people who have said so many dreadful things out of their mouths, and when they begin to wonder what is happening to them, and you engage them and you tell them, look back what you've been saying over the last 24 hours or 48 hours. What has been coming out of your mouth? But then wait. What have you been saying for the last year? Because your words have a way of manifesting themselves. And you have to speak the word of God in conviction and belief. Galatians 1, verse 4 says, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is your will. Psalm 91:10, No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Psalm 91, verse 11, for you have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all of my ways. That is a scripture, Psalm 91. I used to know a brother who knew the whole psalm. He had committed the whole psalm to memory. And we would just sit back sometimes in amazement and just watch him. The first time he did it, we were like, oh, my goodness. We knew we wanted to memorize scripture, but this brother had memorized Psalm 91 and some portions of quite a bit of Psalm 119. And so we just encourage you, take God and hide his word. Take God's word and hide it. Hide it in your heart. Proverbs 12:28, in my pathway is life and there is no death. As you begin to confess the word of God and begin to really meditate on what the word is saying, and you begin to realize that there's power. God says that his word is quick and sharp and powerful than a two-edged sword. And so as you begin to confess God's word, that word is powerful. It is alive. It is literally activated when you speak. That's a good word. That's a good word. That's a good word. The word of God is activated when you speak. And as long as you keep your mouth closed, the word is not activated. You can't, it's saying you can't plow a field in your mind. You have to go and plow that field. And if you want to plow the field of your heart, you have to be diligent to study the word of God, to meditate on the word of God, and to activate that word of God so that it can get down into your spirit and be your weapon, as I could say, when you need it. You need it. You need to activate the word of God by speaking and confessing that word. Again, let's look at Proverbs 12:28. In my path is life, and there is no death. James 1:25. I am a doer of the word of God, and I am blessed in my deeds. Ephesians 6:16. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me. That, again, reminds you that as you are taking that shield, don't leave home without that shield. In the morning when you wake up, make sure you're carrying that shield with you, because it will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And those thoughts and those outside words that come against you, take the word of God and yield it as your shield of faith, quenching every fiery dart that the enemy will send your way. Because he could send, I love the word of God where it says that the enemy comes in one way, but he must flee seven ways. So as he's coming in one way to disrupt you, have the word of God handy. As you see the weapons forming, begin to confess that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that every tongue that would rise against me in judgment, I will condemn it. Begin to confess that word. And as you see the enemy, who is the father of lies, he is a liar. The word of God says he was a liar from the beginning. And so as you see those lies being formed against you, use the word of God to bind that lying spirit and to loose truth to be your weapon that you fight against it with. Let's get on with the confession. 2015, let it be a year of confession that you will the word and confess it every opportunity that you get. Let's look at Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid sickness to come upon me. Again, you have to take God at his word. And if we take the word of man, how much more powerful is the word of God? If you take God's word and you look at it and you say, wait, this promise is for me. That's what you got to do. This promise is for me for right now. and take a hold of it, that you realize that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, and that you forbid sickness to come upon you, that he was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace, my peace, was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. And as you began to see those symptoms, as you began to fight the good fight of faith, let it come out of your mouth, the good and the finished work that Christ Jesus has completed on Calvary on your behalf. Revelation 12, verse 11, I overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony. It's like driving and pulling tooth and driving in nails, trying to get people to give their testimony. In days gone by, people loved to give their testimony because they knew and they took God at his word that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood is powerful. We have three witnesses, the word, the blood, and we know that as we take the word, the blood, and God takes that, and it becomes our witness. He takes that, and it becomes our weapon of warfare. But we must remember the word, the blood, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are our weapons that we must use every day. James 4, verse 7, the devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name. That's what you must do on a daily basis, whether you're in the marketplace, whether you're at home, whether you are getting out of your car at Walmart or Giant or Safeway, and you encounter a situation or set of circumstances, as you begin to say, the devil must flee from me because I resist him in Jesus' name. And he must flee. The word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So as you resist him, watch him flee. We go into Psalms 119, verse 89. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. God's word, as you look up and realize that the whole earth was created by the word of the living God. And so as you look up and you see the host of everything that is held together by his word, formed by his word, the word of God is powerful. We must drive out unbelief. We must drive out doubt and realize that the most powerful thing that we have is the word of God. God's word is powerful, and we must wield it. We must use it. We must become effective swordsmen using the word of God. I love to say that the prayer has no borders or boundaries. And as you take the word of God that not be bound, coupled with prayer, and you send it forth into the areas that need to be penetrated with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're pounding it every day, whether it's Russia, whether it's Asia, whether it's the United States, as you're using the word of God to pray over those nations, and you're asking the Father to send forth laborers into the field, you begin to see God do something that only he can do because of the word of God, because you have taken the time to pray the word. We will take a small break and we will be right back. Thank you for joining us live tonight. We will come back and we will finish the last 20 minutes recording. So thank you so much. Hide God's word in your heart. Hide it, hide it, hide it. We will take a small break and we'll come back ready to do battle, ready to hide that word in our heart.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because he is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before him and lay down our lives before him and just lift up our hearts and thank him. Glory to your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
God, we're continuing to, for the next few moments, looking at the scriptures that we want to hide in our heart for 2015 so that we can be fortified in our spirit with God's word. God's word says that it's health to our flesh and it nourishes us. That as we take in the word of God, it literally is medicine. So many times you can take, I have a tape that I literally have it reeled so that it continuously plays and it's nothing but scripture being quoted. One set is on nothing but healing and it covers the crown of your head to the soles of your feet with nothing but the pure word of God going over and over. So that can be in the atmosphere of my home and in the atmosphere of my heart, that if I go out, I come in the background, that white noise that people use, that's my white noise, is the word of God being quietly read. We need to confess God's word. Let's go on to Galatians 3:13, and it says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Meaning poverty, sickness, and disease. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, for poverty he has given me wealth, for sickness he has given me health. Psalm 119, verse 25, it is true unto me according to the word of God. Psalm 37, verse 4, I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. Luke 6, verse 38, I have given and it is given unto me, pressed, shaken together, and running over. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, I have sufficiency in all things and around all, and I abound to all good works, for all grace abounds towards me. Let me read that again. I have sufficiency in all things and abound to all good works, for all grace abounds towards me. Philippians 4, verse 19. There is no lack, for my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory. And I think that's where we all have to get to, is that place of contentment, that whether God has us abounding and we're bursting over on the left and on the right, or whether he has us in a certain place and we're learning contentment and waiting on him for the door open perhaps for employment, or for the door to open perhaps for your husband's employment, or for so whatever it may be, you're knowing that your contentment is great gain. So therefore, you glory in your tribulation and as you're waiting on the true and living God. We thank God because, again, Philippians 19 says, there is no lack, for my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And I think that's another thing that we need to do, is just learn how to confess that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory, not according to my bank account, not according to anything that I think is tangible and can be converted to such. But as I wait on the Lord, he supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory. And then we have Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. Sometimes you have to go around and you're confessing that. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. I have no wants. All of my wants are supplied according to his riches in glory. Amen, amen, amen. Then we go on to guidance. As the day comes and goes, we're trying to get 2015 off to a good start, because as we take the word of God and we're confessing it and speaking it out of our mouths, we will begin to see the fruit of our lips. Perhaps you need guidance or comfort. And just go through, take the time and go through the scriptures and find those scriptures on whatever your needs are, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whatever the word is, go through and find the scriptures concerning that and begin to confess that daily. Daily confess it. If your body is racked with pain, if you're having issues, find the word of God that addresses the issue that you are facing and begin to put his word on it. Begin to confess God's word. Let's look at a couple of more scriptures before we run out of time. We have about 3 more minutes. John 16, verse 13. The Spirit of truth abides in me and teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. When you find yourself in a tough place and decisions have to be made and so many things are happening so fast, take a break and get away and ask the Lord to speak to you, to show you what he would have you to do in that set of circumstances. And you will see just how good God is as he gives you directions and guides you. Again, that's Proverbs 3, verse 6. In all of my ways, I acknowledge him, and he directs my path. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 138, 8. He will perfect that which concerns me. What's concerning you? What are you worried about tonight? What's troubling you? Begin to confess that the Lord will perfect that what concerns me. Colossians 3:16. I let the word of God dwell in me richly in all wisdom. And 4, I follow the good shepherd because I know his voice. A stranger I will not follow. Until next Friday, this is Minister Nona saying, God bless you, and confess the word. It is your weapon of choice. Know that God